Gentas presents The Lost Brother by Susanna Beard. Performed by Emma Gregory. For Carolyn. Acknowledgements. I'd like to thank everyone who helped me with this book. The Lost Brother brings many ideas together, including some that have been in my head for a long time. I wanted in particular to explore a tradition that many families used to follow of educating their sons differently from their daughters and of sending boys away to school. I have always thought this strange and am glad that things now seem to be changing. South Africa seemed to me the ideal place in which to set the school. I knew there were exceptional private boarding schools there, albeit, sadly, only for the few. Many thanks to John Roth for his insights into school life and the fantastic flora and fauna of KwaZulu-Natal. My research trip, as you can imagine, was particularly special, and I have my dear friend from university, Carolyn Thorpe, a.k.a. Top, to thank for hosting me and showing me round, as well as for her thoughts and advice on my story. My love of Africa and its wildlife is largely down to her. I was incredibly lucky to be writing this book during the hot, sunny summer of 2018, appropriate temperatures for writing about South Africa, and I moved my writing desk into my garden and enjoyed my local wildlife in the process. I must thank Dr. Jamie Ward of the University of Sussex, one of the world's leading experts on synesthesia, for his helpful comments and for his book, The Frog Who Croaked Blue. I have always been fascinated by synesthesia and thoroughly enjoyed this part of my research. Many thanks too to Mandy Rigby for her openness and readiness to answer my rather ignorant questions on homelessness. Her insights were invaluable. Thanks, Joy, for putting me in touch. To all my readers, thank you for reading, for your patience and your helpful comments. I'm so grateful to Emma Grundy Haig at Joffe Books for seeing the potential in this story. Many heartfelt thanks to all at Joffe for their support. Prologue. For a moment, when the shot rings out, everything freezes. The warm wind pauses, startled. Leaves droop, grasses stand straight. Motionless. Reedbuck pose like statues, ears pricked for the slightest sound, while the rock rats pause their endless scrabbling, noses held high for the waft of danger. Lizards stand poised, one leg held high on stony viewpoints. With a sigh, the moment passes. Silence drifts back into the valleys along the sweeping mountainsides, over the great grey outcrops, through the swathes of grassland. Heads dip back to the earth, resuming their browsing, and the dazzies go back to work. Snakes curl their way onwards, lizards close their lazy eyelids against the South African sun. High above, a black eagle circles, watching. The body lies relaxed on its bed of grass, the pool of scarlet syrup beside it darkening. A tent flaps in the breeze, spreading the stench of death. The blowflies have arrived already, laying their eggs in the wound, the mouth, the nose. They're busy at their task, they know how this is done. Soon Cape vultures will appear, but not before the flies have finished their business. Perhaps the jackal, never far away, will come too, take his chances and leave before the bigger predators get a whiff of the feast that awaits them. For now, though, it's calm. Only the soft buzz of insects, the cry of a distant bird, the rustle of grass disturbs the air. It will be a while before the humans arrive with their hullabaloo, the crashing of feet, the crackling of communication with the world beyond. Then the animals will fade into the African bush, as only they know how. Chapter 1. Leonora.
He's sending me away. He leans in the doorway, his thin shoulders.